This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Center, too wide near side. Edelman in motion. Brady gets the snap, pitches out wide, gets a block, cuts inside. He digs, he turns, he dives. It is a touchdown! It is a touchdown! New England wins! The Patriots have won Super Bowl 51 in the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history.
Kevin Harlan with the call, Westwood 1. Thanks for that. Wow, pure excitement and unbelievable victory for Tom Brady and the New England Patriots in overtime, first overtime Super Bowl. And that's where we start. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So the Pats win this 34-28. And oh, what a comeback it was. Complete revenge, as some would say, for Deflategate, and Tom Brady now has five Super Bowl rings. I'll tell you what, it was an ugly win. It certainly didn't look that way. They came back from a 28-3 deficit. They were down 19 points in the fourth quarter. But in typical Brady fashion, this is exactly what he can do. He is the comeback king. So sheepishly, the NFL commissioner, I thought, had to hand the Lombardi trophy over to Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots. And the second that he was on the stand, the boos were raining down on him in Houston, because certainly there were Patriot fans that were there. Absolutely crazy. You heard that catch at the end. I'll tell you what, it really was a wild finish to the Super Bowl. And I hate to say it, but I'm going to spoil the party. Nobody nailed the score. I was hoping that we would have a winner, but sure enough, we're going to have to wait for March Madness. Nobody hit it on the head. And it is tough to nail the score, and who would have predicted in overtime that this would have happened? 6-1 odds to win the Super Bowl, and there they are. They come all the way back. Tom Brady, not in the first four games of the season. The Patriots fined $1 million and docked a first-round pick in the NFL draft. And how about that? You could just, I don't know, you could see the fire in the belly. It sounds silly to say that, but maybe not so silly, because this is the way Tom Brady is, and this is the way Bill Belichick operates, obviously, too. So just completely stunning the Falcons, completely stunning them. If you aren't a football fan, you might have watched the Super Bowl anyway, because some people watch it for the commercials, or they go to parties, or they are somehow involved in the Super Bowl. And I think people are going to be talking about this stunning comeback, by the way, for a while, with running back James White, specifically, who you heard that call there, finding the end zone from 2 yards out on the first possession of overtime. Largest comeback in Super Bowl history, most improbable of the Patriots' five championships. Brady, to finish this all off, finishing 43 for 61 for 466 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Oh, yeah, the guy is 39 years old. Wow. Again, unbelievable. Plenty of other political news that we'll talk about as we cruise along here in this hour for ATN and kick off the week with the Super Bowl and the Super Bowl of politics, in talking about what's going to happen with the Supreme Court justice, I think we've said it over and over again, when the numbers are there and the numbers are stacked in your favor, which they certainly are for the administration, in the end, whatever it takes, it'll happen. You're not going to see, I mean, just as like the confirmations, there may be some scuttlebutt, but it doesn't matter, because the numbers are there in Congress, and the numbers ultimately win. You've got the VP to overrule and to be or break the tiebreaker, and I think that whatever Donald Trump wants, as far as confirmations are concerned, and the Supreme Court justice nominee, it's not going to be a problem. What is a problem and irritating to this president, as you can tell by his tweets, is this immigration ban. So is Trump's immigration ban, here's the big question, I think, coming out of this past week, is it going to be headed, speaking of the Supreme Court, for the Supreme Court? There are, of course, a few things in front of that. But the Trump administration on Saturday night formally declared it was appealing the decision to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Sunday, the appeals court denied the Justice Department's request for a reinstatement of the executive order. It asked challengers of the ban to respond to the appeal and for the JOD to file a counter response by Monday. Now, we know the Ninth Circuit in San Francisco is considered the most liberal, with 18 judges named by Democratic presidents and only 7 by Republicans. So from the start, this is going to be a little bit of an uphill battle. It's not an uphill battle or too ridiculous to think that this could go all the way up to the Supreme Court, and I think that's what we're going to see here. I think it's going to go to the highest court in the land, and this is what we're going to be talking about for some time. It's not a surprise that we're in this situation, because it looked like it was going to be headed for that. Not so much because of the protesters, but because of the executive order and the fact that it was easily challenged, and they certainly knew it was going to be challenged. I don't think that's a surprise to any of the people around Trump. It's just, this is the process of gearing in, that it's going to go to the highest court, and then they're going to have to make, ultimately a decision on where that ban lies and what that means. So it's just a judge. I think it's just a judge thing, and Trump is getting bombarded, attacked for his attacks on the judge. And you had the VP Pence saying Trump taking on the judge, he said, was frankly refreshing. And he said people find it refreshing that the president called a federal jurist in Seattle a so-called judge after he knocked down the president's executive order on immigration in the first place. Mike Pence was on Meet the Press, and he defended the order halting entry to the U.S. from travelers in 7 Muslim-majority nations and said that Trump was on solid legal ground. He said the ruling of the federal district court Judge James Robart was at odds with the federal district court in Boston that upheld the constitutionality. He said that Robart making decisions about American foreign policy and national security is frustrating to the president and the whole administration and millions of Americans who want to see judges.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. With fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad to the bone. Before I met you, I'll break a thousand more, baby. Before I am through, I wanna be yours, pretty baby. Yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad as a bone. Bad as a bone. Bad. 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 I can see you look right across the floor. I like to do it to your collarbone, though. I like to reggae, but you can't do that for me.
I think the poor people in Atlanta are still in shock over losing that Super Bowl. I gotta say, I opened up talking about what a comeback for Tom Brady and the Patriots and gave you some of the details of what that game was like. But can you imagine being on the other side of that game? Ooh, because they so seemingly had it in the bag. And therein lies the problem. You never, ever assume that you got it. And I'm not saying that's how they were walking around on the sidelines. They certainly weren't. I don't think Coach Dan Quinn was doing that at all, second-year coach for the Falcons. But it's why that 60 minutes really is so big in football and in life. Think about it. When people think you're down and out, not so fast. It's a prime example of that. So it has to be pretty tough, I think, for the Falcons. You know, I saw the Blanks, Arthur Blank, who owns that team, and his wife on the sidelines, and they really look like someone had just dropped a piano on their head because it was shocking. There was so much, you know, boom, we're ahead. I can't believe it. How could we possibly, you know, have this huge edge, 21-3 on this team? There's just no way. Even if they mount a comeback, how can we not stop them? And the defense was so good, and they were getting to Tom Brady. And, you know, it shows you the brilliance of being able to scramble on the fly and change things up. And that is exactly what happened in that game. So therein lies the rub, you could say. A lot of you are ready. I can't even believe it. It hasn't even been that long. A lot of you are ready with some late emails, and we're going to check the mailbag in our next segment, have hit me up about the Super Bowl, but other things as well, like what's happening with immigration, the immigration ban, and where, what do I think will happen, you know, is it going to be headed to the Supreme Court? And I just answered that. You'll go through the system. It'll go through the system, and it'll go, I'm sure it'll go to the Supreme Court. There's a couple hurdles in front of it. As I said, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, you know, boom, you think about that, and there's no way that was going to go anywhere with the way the judges are stacked. And now they're waiting, the Justice Department is waiting to file a counter response Monday afternoon. So that, you know, it was obvious this was going to be some kind of an uphill battle anyway. Remember, this was signed on January 27th, and it suspended the entry of all refugees to the U.S. for 120 days. The admission of refugees from Syria indefinitely and barred entry for 3 months to residents from the Muslim countries that I mentioned before, the seven countries that I mentioned. And we've seen these rallies all over the place. And in the meantime, the State Department and the Department of Homeland Security reverted to normal visa and refugee policies Saturday, so it could make it harder for the administration to win an emergency delay, by the way, of the order. So you've got all this lawyering, frankly, going on now at this point to see where it, you know, see where it all shakes out. But this is absolutely going to be one for the Supremes. It would be surprising to me if it didn't end up there, but it's going to end up at the highest court of the land, and that means it's going to take some time, and that's what's going to, you know, at this point, that is what's going to happen here. All right, a couple of other buzzworthy events over the weekend, and, you know, when I say buzzworthy events, you know, I basically mean, what are you talking about in your backyard? What am I talking about in mine? Obviously, the Super Bowl, the big comeback. Obviously, the immigration ban. There's been the big thing, I think, that everybody's buzzing about in their backyard right now at this moment is Senator Warren being cut off for criticizing Jeff Sessions. The senator was reading Coretta Scott King's 1986 letter about Sessions, and the Senate GOP tried to silence her. And Warren said, they can shut me up, but they can't change the truth. She was cut off. And now it's, I think it's game on over and over again. When we look at the two sides, we couldn't be more polarized. But let me give you the details. What happened was the Senate just basically silenced her. So the majority of Republicans just handed the liberal firebrand, has been described, a megaphone, so elevating President Trump's most prominent critic in the Senate and turning her into a hero. So that's when she said the words, they can shut me up, but they can't change the truth. So the rebuke of Warren came as she was reading that King letter. The The widow of Martin Luther King Jr. wrote it 30 years ago, opposing Jeff Sessions, saying that Sessions, now an Alabama senator, should not have been in the position. And the letter to the members of the Senate Judiciary Committee in 1986 said Mr. Sessions, from King, has used the awesome power of his office to chill the free exercise of the vote by black citizens in the district. He now seeks to serve as a federal judge. But Republicans said forget about it. They say she violated Senate rules against another senator, impinging on another senator. A party line vote upheld that decision, turning what could have been an ordinary late night deal that we see sometimes in the capital city to now flat out war. So it means Warren is now forbidden from participating in the floor debate over Sessions' nomination ahead of a confirmation vote that's expected on Wednesday. They say Mitch McConnell said she was warned, she was given an explanation, but she persisted. This is an instant classic. I mean, it really, really is. So by Tuesday night, the hashtag Let Liz Speak was trending and still is all over Twitter. Warren took to Twitter herself to attack Sessions and McConnell and said she wouldn't be silent about a nominee for attorney general who made derogatory and racist comments that have no place in our justice system. So, like I said, game on. Your thoughts on Senator Sessions and, of course, Elizabeth Warren as we get deeper into this show. But coming up, speaking of silence, we're going to talk about the Martin Scorsese film, Silence, with somebody who was a part of that film. It's being snubbed by Hollywood for religious reasons, some say. And what does that mean? It's unusual if you think of Martin Scorsese, right? So this is about Christian persecution in the 17th century in Japan. Some pretty big stars in it. Liam Neeson, Andrew Garfield, Adam Driver is in it. And it hasn't been overly promoted. It's been an anticipated film about faith and religion. And it talks about two Portuguese missionaries who undertake a journey to Japan to search for their missing mentor. We're talking about it next on America Tonight.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Time is spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops.
Our Lord said to them, go ye into the whole world and preach the gospel to every living creature.
Ferreira is lost to us. He denounced God in public and surrendered the faith.
That's not possible. Father Ferreira risked his life to spread our faith all over Japan.
It seems to me that our mission here is more urgent than ever. We must go find Father Ferreira.
This is in your hearts, then, both of you?
Yes.
Then I must trust God has put it there. The moment you set foot in that country, you step into high danger.
Hey, but I'm lost.
Wow. So how about it? Silence the movie is a drama history deal, 2 hours and 41 minutes. But check it out. I already said this. What you could hear the little dialogue there, this Martin Scorsese film, is about these two Christian missionaries. They're trying to get to their mentor. They travel to Japan. He was missing. They're searching for him. And this is when Christianity was outlawed and their presence forbidden. So you can imagine, you know, what that was like. And this took Scorsese a long time to bring this novel into theaters. And it's coming out, or when it came out, rather, it really stirred a lot of criticism and didn't have that big box office bang, and Hollywood, you know, really rejected Silence. There were certainly people that embraced it, but there were a lot of people that in Hollywood that rejected it. So for all of the movies that we talk about, because we do our cheap movie review each and every Thursday into Friday and through the weekend, I wanted to bring this one up, and apparently Eric is stuck somewhere, I guess, in L.A., so we'll catch up with him another night, but he was involved in this movie, and, you know, again, in having made so many different movies, and even Eric Locasmo himself being involved with different books and again, with different television shows, realizing, you know, critical acclaim is critically important for a movie. And we're seeing that in actually in Hollywood, when certain movies are produced, they are getting some traction. They are getting some play. But for some reason, this one just did not make it, and definitely took a little bit of a hit because of the subject matter that Scorsese tackled in this, you know, in this book. And so, you know, the what started to be part of the conversation is this being snubbed because of what the story is about? And, you know, this was a screenplay that Scorsese wrote with Jay Cox, and the film is based on that 1966 novel, which looks at spiritual, religious questions, you know, that whole thing. And I mentioned that the stars in it are pretty well known. It's not about lack of star power, is the lack of interest because of what it tackled, or, you know, that it's not being heavily promoted, that theaters weren't picking it up? Is it just been snubbed and put into a certain category? And it is worth asking that question, certainly, when we talk about censorship or we talk about open-mindedness. This is part of the war that we see that's been going on for a long time. You can't have, you know, you can't say, well, listen, let's embrace those who are atheists, and why aren't we embracing people's right to choose religiously, and then shut down the religious themes? I mean, that, you know, to me, that's a mistake. I mean, it's either one for all or none for all. And if that's the kind of country that we're going to be banning or purposely slighting that film. But you could make the argument, I mean, listen, when you talk about theater, when you talk about films, when you talk about anything, frankly, that is subjective, which it would be subjective, you'd have to look at the film to make that judgment. And I'm going to look at the film and give it a solid review to see if is this a good film that's being just shelved, or was the film not good? The idea was good, but it was just too difficult to translate that onto the screen, especially you're talking about a pretty long movie, that's for sure. All right, a couple of quick hits, because we had a few little technical things at the top, so I wanted to make sure that we got to everything. And Andrew, of course, scrambling around, Andrew Pizak, who is doing our technical work here, on America Tonight, doing a great job. So thanks to him, we are full steam ahead. But one of the other big, I think, really buzz moments across the land besides Warren, which is huge, is the Texas State Senate gave preliminary approval to a bill Tuesday that would abolish sanctuary cities by requiring local cops to enforce immigration laws at the request of the feds. It's Senate Bill 4 is what specifically this law is. Now, hang with me, in Texas, because we know that this is a battle being waged across the country. So counties, college campuses, they'd have to hold an arrested person in custody while Customs and Immigration looks into their immigration status. If they fail to do so, they could be denied state grant money, which means they'd have to do it. So the Texas state senators approved the bill along party lines. 20 Republicans backed it, 11 Democrats opposed it. It goes through a procedural vote on Wednesday before heading to the state house. The Republican governor, Greg Abbott, said elected officials don't get to pick and choose which laws they'll obey. Today's action in the Senate helps ensure that sheriffs and officials across Texas comply with federal immigration laws and honor immigration and custom enforcement detainer requests that keep dangerous criminals off of our streets. Now, this is on the heels of President Trump signing an executive order that strips sanctuary states and cities of federal money if they try to shield illegal immigrants from deportation. So, locally, this is a very, very big step if this goes through. There's massive criticism for this, and there's massive praise for this, as would be expected. So I think there's going to be a showdown in Texas, but I think there's a showdown going on across the country as far as sanctuary cities are concerned. Anyway, because remember last week I told you about San Francisco becoming the first city, not a surprise, to file a lawsuit against it. They say that it exceeds the president's power to do that, and they're fighting it tooth and nail to make sure that their sanctuary cities aren't abolished. In Texas, might be an easier time, but still a chance to piggyback, I think, on that, you know, on that lawsuit. Still a really, really good chance. All right, can a woman beat a man? Think about that for a second. Ugh. I think I'm being too vague. All right, I just wanted you to hear this. Holly Holm. Yes. KO'd a male opponent. I was just reading this story. So, UFC is a very wicked, wild kind of animal, I'll say. So, UFC 208 title challenger, Jermaine D. Randamie, took part in an intergender boxing match against Belgian actor Tom Waits. The bout became reality through this show that one of them was doing, and it was kind of a random goal getting into the book of Guinness Book of World Records, you know, doing etc., doing all kinds of different things, and one of them was to fight someone of the opposite sex. So there you go. Can it happen? Yes. Did it happen? Pretty interesting. So Holly Holm's foe, Jermaine D. Randamie, KO'd a male opponent. Wow. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest a healthy start pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's gcnminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Mistakes. We have a faux pas on this show that we're going to get to. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Andy Biesek decided he was going to make sure that I knew how to say his name. He said, did you call me Biesek, P-Shooter, P-Man? What did you call me? He said, I've been called Bisquick. I've been called all kinds of things in school, but never what you called me. So Andy, I stand corrected.
It's all right, Kate.
Just say Biesek, Biesek, Biesek 10 times fast, right?
Yeah. I
thought
you said.
I can't remember a name.
I thought you said Andrew Pisak.
I might have. We'll have to check the tape on that. There could be that possibility after five cups of coffee. And, of course, you and I scrambling in the beginning of the show. Scramble! That's when your heart rate goes up. But the good news is you don't need an elliptical machine to lose weight when your heart rate goes soaring, when you're frantically trying to make sure everything's plugged in, ready, and you're rocking. So one of the things that you and I talked about off the air, I'm going to peel back the onion here. People would say, what are you doing when you're paying those bills and there's some spots on the air? What are you talking about? And you and I were talking about Martin Scorsese, and you were saying that there was something interesting going on with Scorsese, that he's trying to be on the cutting edge of the idea that in the future, and I don't doubt this, that movies, a lot of them are going to take their cues from video games, right?
Yeah. I heard from a friend of mine that I believe it was Martin Scorsese was going to make a one of his more iconic films. He was going to turn into a video game because he knows that the video game industry is probably one of the biggest growing industries in the entertainment business right now.
Yeah, and you see that. You know how you see that? When you watch the Super Bowl, how many little 30-second or even there's probably a few minute spots did you see that were for video games that looked like movies? And you didn't know you were watching. It's like, oh, that's a video game. That looks like a cool movie. No, it's a video game. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, I can't find the exact movie that he's going to recreate, but I'll let you know when I do.
All right, I like that. I'll let you know when I do. So stay tuned for that. The next time that we talk to Andrew Bisek, we expect that we're going to have more information on Scorsese and his jump into video games / movies. So he's taken on everything. Religious themes, movies that finally get made that people don't go and see, and then jumping into the whole video game thing. All right, here's a couple of interesting odds and ends that got a lot of play today. I know I'm kind of jumping all over the place, but I feel like there's a shift, right? And if it's true that we only process information, that goldfish actually pay attention more than we do, because our attention span is 8 seconds. Some really say between 3 and 20, which, wow, that's pretty incredible. At the top, we told you about Senator Warren was accused of going after AG nominee Jeff Sessions. She was shut down by the Republicans in the Senate. That's getting a lot of Twitter play, for sure. Also, something that is trending a lot is the terrorism list and Sean Spicer saying that the terrorism list doesn't corroborate with the White House. The press secretary said that the list demonstrated the reason the president is acting in so many of the ways he has, with executive order and otherwise. He was connecting the president's claims to the legal battle over his order banning people from 7 predominantly Muslim countries from traveling to the United States. And Spicer said, and I think what we need to do is to remind people that the earth is a dangerous place these days. So then, you had a lot of people that were coming up with facts, doing the whole, what are the facts, what are the actual facts, all that sort of deal, which is not a surprise, and what were the latest attacks. So most of the incidents were, according to USA Today, were perpetrated by homegrown terrorists, with only 11 involving a demonstrated connection to the 7 banned nations. 10 of the incidents happened on U.S. soil. Some of the incidents involved dozens of deaths. 38 had no fatalities. And 3 of the incidents aren't classified as terrorist incidents, according to the National Consortium for the Study of Terrorism and Responses to Terrorism. You can look that up. That's pretty easy to find out all that information, and it gets it's certainly much bigger than that. All right, the other big buzz, and I want to make sure that you got this, I know you all do, but Betsy DeVos confirmed as the education secretary. Pence cast the deciding vote. We knew this was going to happen, but let's just put it out there officially. I was talking about it in the previous shows, and this is what ended up happening. So she is the 11th education secretary. It was a historic vote because of Pence. She's definitely a polarizing figure in Michigan's political and education circles for supporting school vouchers and charter schools, and it's been a rocky confirmation hearing, but in the end, she's confirmed. So she's part of the cabinet. And that's it. And we knew, again, whatever it was going to take, we knew that this was going to happen. Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation for Teachers, said the outcry over DeVos's nomination showed that the public in public education has never been more visible or more vocal. The conservative Club for Growth applauded the victory, saying DeVos beat back a court press by teachers' unions, aided in part by its own six-figure investment in TV and digital ads and robocalls to caution potential Republican defectors, right? DeVos takes over the agency with 4,500 employees, a budget of about $70 billion. They administer, they establish policies for federal assistance to the states for secondary schools and higher ed, as well as helping to enforce federal laws involving schools. So that's off the table. She's in, it's off. And things continue to roll through pretty quickly in this new administration. There's not a lot of slowdown here. All right, this is going to make some of you smile. Christie Brinkley, I was reading this today, Christie Brinkley at 63 makes a huge impression in Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. She posed, she agreed to pose with her family. So when I say with her family, she posed in the water next to her daughters, Alexa Ray Joel, 31 years old, who's really cute. And then her other daughter, who, her name is Sailor Brinkley Cook. She's 18. And the three of them, boy, oh boy, she does not, I mean, of course, she has great genes. She's an attractive woman. And yes, there's things they can do with photography, but they can't work that much magic. And these photographs are pretty impressive. I say good for her. You know, she said that, the one daughter had to kind of be coaxed into it, and she had to be kind of coaxed into it. But she did it. She said, I'm healthy, I treat myself well, and I am okay with it. So she decided to pose. Oh, my. The Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue traditionally spikes up the amount of magazines that are sold off the stands in airports and all that kind of thing. Because, of course, it's the swimsuit issue. That was part of the reason why it was started. And I think that she kind of raised the bar there. So how about that? And then for those of you who have been suffering through these storms, oh, me, oh, my, oh. Right? Severe storms in the South. It feels like we're saying this all the time, doesn't it? Damage, injuries, Alabama, Mississippi. Pretty destructive stuff. According to the National Weather Service, a possible tornado, parts of Mississippi and the Northwest, trapping people inside a camp house. Ugh. Awful, awful news. Be safe out there. Our friends in Jackson, Mississippi, having to deal with weather. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.